If the invasive Asian carp gets into the Great Lakes in significant numbers, it's believed the big fish wouldn't be able to spawn in the lakes. They'd have to do so in fast-moving rivers leading into the big waters. A study by the U.S. Geological Survey says two species of Asian carp, bighead and silver, would be able to spawn in river stretches as short as 16 miles, instead of the 62 miles observed in the southern U.S. or Asia. Researcher and hydrologist Elizabeth Murphy says the study collected data on egg development, water quality, temperature, and river flow.
The river will carry the eggs, keep them in suspension, and they'll develop fast enough that they would hatch before they would reach an area where they would settle out. We determined they'd have sufficient time to develop to hatching in just that 16-mile reach, carried by the water for enough time to develop into a larval fish.
Murphy says the finding shows the carp could spawn in more rivers than previously thought, though perhaps not every year.
You know, it both depends on a velocity of the river at that particular time, you know, depending on how much rain we get, and also, you know, the temperatures of the water.
The study looked at two Lake Erie tributaries and two Lake Michigan ones, including the Milwaukee River. The Milwaukee River was chosen because it's relatively close to Chicago area waterways, which scientists fear could be the route Asian carp take to get from the Mississippi River system into the Great Lakes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.